Let us explore the Bible together on Glorious Morning Study Hour on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
And we are looking at our Bible principles this morning. We have Mfundisi Made already joining us on the line, talking to us this week about the importance of this idea of understanding the church. Right, the church. When we look at the church, what are we talking about and who is that about? Are we talking buildings? Are we talking stained glass windows? Are we talking, what exactly does the church refer to? And we're trying to then address that in this conversation to say, surely if the scripture defines it in a particular manner, is that what we are seeing in this day and age? So do join us in conversation. Share your thoughts, your comments with us. +27734703520. That's a number you can get in touch with us. On the line. Pastor Made, good morning to you, sir, and welcome to Adventist World Radio.
Good morning, my brother.
How are you, Pastor?
I'm doing fine by God's grace, and how are you?
No, we are all right, Mfundisi. We are all right. The Lord is keeping us, and He has been faithful.
Wonderful.
Marvelous stuff, marvelous. Pastor, thank you so much for joining us as we converse about the church. Quite a potent topic, and we appreciate your counsel and your wisdom this week. Let's start maybe by defining the church. What is this institution we're going to be covering here? Is it the stained glass windows or any building that can house people of faith? Is that what we're talking about when we say church?
Thank you very much. As I read the Bible, I realize that when the Bible talks about the church, it does not refer to a church building, the structure.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, it refers to the people who come together.
Okay.
As I look at the noun which is used or translated from Hebrew and Greek, that is the Old Testament and the New Testament.
All right.
That noun means the called out.
Mm.
It refers to the people who have been called out, and you get the significance of that when you read Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. When God was calling Abraham to leave his family.
Okay, okay.
He called him out from a people, from a culture, from certain practices,
mm-hmm.
in order to represent his kingdom. And that is the church. It continued from there up to today.
Mm.
The church are those people who are called out. I can put it to you that the church is a community of believers who confess that Jesus is the Lord and Savior. And these people are called out to come together in order to worship the Lord.
Okay.
When I say worship the Lord, that implies that to be obedient, to follow God's instructions. Number two, they are called out to have fellowship, to be a family. Number three, these people are called out to be instructed in accordance with the word of God.
Okay, okay.
And lastly, I can say to commemorate what Jesus has done for us, to celebrate the Lord's Supper,
mm-hmm.
and also to advance God's mission.
Hmm.
So when we talk about the church, we are talking of a group of people that are doing all of those things.
Mfundisi, I want to come in there and find out this calling out. You keep using this phrase, called out, called out, called out. Who is doing this calling out? Who is this leader of this church?
Wonderful, wonderful question. The one who is calling, it is God himself.
Okay, okay.
He is calling people out of the wicked world, out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Mm. Mm.
He is the one who is calling people,
okay,
using his spirit, also using human agents to call others into his marvelous light. And the leader, the Bible is clear, explicitly clear, that the head of the church is Christ.
Mm.
The church does not belong to any human being, to any organization, any committee. It belongs to God, because God himself is the head of the church.
So it's about God. He is the one leading out. Because then what naturally would follow such a statement, Pastor, is what then is the role of people such as yourself, people who are leaders then in the local church? Are you usurping leadership from this genuine leader of the church, Christ Jesus himself, like you are saying? Why do we have pastors, deacons, elders, bishops, reverends? Why, what are they doing there? Who put them there? And why are they there when Christ already is the leader of the church? Why don't we follow him?
Yes. The church, as I've said, the head of the church is Christ himself.
Okay.
And he's the one who calls people from darkness.
Yes, yes.
And I want to take a step further in answering, responding to your question.
Mm-hmm.
The same head of the church is the one that calls the leaders. The leaders do not volunteer to be leaders of the church.
Mm-hmm.
They are called by him to serve in his church. They are not masters in the church. Instead, they are servants in the church.
Mm.
They are called to serve on behalf of the head of the church. I think Ephesians chapter 4, when you start reading from verse 11 down to verse 14, it clarifies this point that the Lord has appointed the prophets, the apostles, the evangelists. It gives a list of all the church leaders.
Okay, okay.
And gave them a responsibility to equip his people, to train his people, to educate, edify his people, so that they reconnect with him and they become strong in faith. That is why we have these spiritual leaders. I call them spiritual leaders.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they themselves must be connected with the head of the church. They must be connected with God. They must have a strong relationship with God in order to advance God's mission.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think that is a very important, Mfundisi, as you mentioned this, yeah, to say it's all quite so profound, because I'm thinking to myself, these underlings, these under-shepherds, these under-guides, are saying that they shouldn't go anything according against to what the shepherd, this Jesus, is all about, right? So they must be in line with that. Question then that comes up for this, and I don't mean to be rebellious, is to say, what happens when, I don't know, because I'm thinking those who are being led, the called out, the church, to some level degree also need to have a connection, this connection that you're saying the leaders must have with the same Jesus. And then they are realizing that, hey, Jesus is not saying we must go this way that the leader is saying. What role, do they have a role? What capacity, to what degree can they say, hi, Mfundisi, or hi, shepherd, hi, deacon, hi, elder? Do they have a recourse to say no? Or since these are now these underlings, these under shepherds, under Christ, are in charge of them, they must just follow wherever they're going?
Thank you for this question. I like the term you have used, the under shepherds. A spiritual leader will never be a strong leader if he is not a strong follower of Christ. It begins by following Christ first, then you will be able to lead. Then your question is, what is the recourse? You see that this spiritual leader, this under shepherd, is not speaking according to the word of God. I think even Christ himself has warned us about that. That in the last days, you will have the prophets. You will also have the false prophets. He was actually warning us that we need to be very careful. And the Bible is clear to all the churches, of the members of the church, that as you follow Christ and you listen to the leaders, test the spirits. Check if what they are saying is in line with the word of God, and make your decisions on that. Because in these last days, there will be false prophets, false leaders. Therefore, it is upon the church member to be able to discern for himself or herself that this one is in accordance with the will of God. Then if it is in accordance with the will of God, then you follow it. But if it is not in accordance with the will of God, there is no need for one to follow it. Ours is to follow the will of God. The will of God. If someone is leading us astray, let him go alone, and you follow what is written in the word of God.
Right. Yeah. It's quite a tall order to ask the members to do that. But I totally hear you, Mfundisi Wami. Pastor, let me appreciate you and maybe just ask for your closing remarks as we wrap up today to say, what's the foundation you'd want to leave with the listener based on this idea of building a relationship and understanding that we are the called out of God?
What is important in all of this is that the Lord called his own people for a reason, to make sure that everyone is saved. So we are in the church. We belong to a church for one reason, that we be saved. I think that we need not to forget. It is not about the company. It is not about the crowd. It is about my salvation. So when I make decisions, those decisions should be in line with my salvation. If we can keep that one, we will be safe even from the false prophets. We will be safe from the leaders that lead people astray. We cannot run away from the fact that in these days we hear of terrible things spoken by the spiritual leaders, done by the spiritual leaders. Hence, it is very important for a child of God to test the spirit and check if what the leader is saying is in line with the word of God.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And the person does that in order for him or for her to be saved.
Amen. Amen. It's salvation is personal, right? And so it's upon you to work out that salvation with fear and trembling. Pastor Mate, thank you so much for your counsel this morning and just guiding us in this conversation. We truly appreciate you.
Thank you, my brother. God bless you.
Marvelous stuff. That's Pastor Mbulelo Made talking to us this morning about the church. And his definition is, it's the called out. It's Christ who has called them out. They're not an object and a subject of anybody's doing, but that of King Jesus himself.
Start your day on a right note with Glorious Morning every Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. only on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.